Us. Jonah has finally arrived at Nineveh. Are you reading from up there? Very good.
Today's Bible reading is taken from Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. I will be reading from the Children's International Bible. God calls and Jonah obeys. Then the Lord spoke his word to Jonah again. The Lord said, "Get up, go to the great city of Nineveh, preach against it what I tell you." So Jonah obeyed the Lord. He got up and went to Nineveh. It was a very large city. It took a person 3 days just to walk across it. Jonah entered the city. When he had walked for 1 day, he preached to the people. He said, "After 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed." The people of Nineveh believed in God. They announced that they would stop eating for a while. They put on rough cloth to show how sad they were. All the people in the city wore the cloth. People from the most important to the least important did this. When the king of Nineveh heard this news, he got up from his throne. He took off his robe, he covered himself with rough cloth and sat in ashes to show how upset he was. He made an announcement and sent it through the city. The announcement said, "By command of the king and his important men, no person or animal should eat anything. No herd or flock will be allowed to taste anything. Do not let them eat food or drink water. But every person and animal should be covered in rough cloth. People should cry loudly to God. Everyone must turn away from his evil life. Everyone must stop doing harm. Perhaps God will change his mind. Perhaps he will stop being angry. Then we will not die." God say what the people did. He saw they had stopped doing evil things. So God changed his mind and did not do what he had warned. He did not punish them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. So, the story so far. Anybody been here every week so far? John Hobbs. Okay, that's it. So, you know, John's been the only one. Somebody else. Good, excellent. So, what's happened in the story so far? What's happened? What happened the first week? What happened in the first week? Anybody tell me? Who was here the first week? Excellent. Caroline, what happened? Tell me. Why did Jonah run away? He didn't want to do what God told him. Okay, that was the first week. What happened the second week? What happened the second week? Anybody remember? What happened the second week? Jonah chapter 2. We sung it in the story. In the song that we just said, what happened? It was a great storm. Jonah said it was his fault because it was his fault, because God sent the storm and they threw him out. What happened in the third week? That was last week. Who was here last week? Definitely remember what happened last week? Zoe, what happened last week? The big fish swallowed up Jonah. And what happened at the very end of last week? What happened was the final thing the fish did?
Spat him out
on the shore. Okay, good. This week we're looking at a bit further. I've got a little game I want to play. I need a couple of volunteer or two, okay? Anybody volunteer for me? Madison? Here we go. You've been here every week. Every week? Come. You've been here every week. Right. Now, in these boxes are some things. Now, there's some nice things and there's some very ordinary things. Now, you can't open the box, but you have to choose one of them. You can only choose one. Now, what do you think you could do to try and work out what's inside the box? What do you think you could do? You could shake it, couldn't you? Okay, well, let's try it. So shake the first one. What does that sound like? Ooh, does that sound big or small?
Small.
Okay, well, let's try the next one. Bigger or smaller? Small as well. Third one? Ooh. Medium. Okay. Small. Okay. What's the next one?
Big.
And what's the last one? Very small. Okay, good. So, ladies, if you were going to choose a box, which box would you choose? Why?
Because it sounds like something soft, and I think I know it.
What do you think it is?
A ball.
A ball. Okay. What would you choose? Why would you choose that one? Okay, well, open the boxes. Open the box that you chose. No, just the box you chose. And tell me what you think you found. Okay, Madison, what have you got? What's your present?
A potato.
So enjoy that. Enjoy it, Madison. Enjoy the potato. You can keep the potato. And what's yours? And you've got some Haribos. Okay. Wait a second, Madison. I have got something else for you as well. Not that one. That one sounds a bit like it. What's in here? I'll give you the potato, and no, I won't give you that, because that's some margarine. You don't really want margarine. Though that would actually mean that you could make dinner. That's some Haribos. Have a go, sit down. Thank you very much, ladies. Oh, Madison. You've forgotten your potato. You must take your potato. Okay. You won it very clearly. So that little game is there to show that actually we couldn't tell what was inside it. And in fact, sometimes a thing that sounded like it was really good had a potato in. Now, that could be, you're sitting there thinking, well, that was a really exciting thing to have. The other things were less exciting. There was a lid of a pen and some other bits and pieces. But anything, you got the only edible things in there. And the thing is that actually you can't tell, because the only way you can tell is by opening the lid and having a look. You cannot tell what's inside. I want to look at today's story, because it's a little bit about what's inside. What does God see and what do we see? Okay, so the story, if you remember from the story that was read, which was fabulous, is that Jonah went to Nineveh and he was told to preach. And he walked across the city and he preached. So what do you think somebody who would preach in a city would look like? What would they look like? What would they look like? Would they be standing up? Would they be sitting down? Would they be lying down? Standing up. Okay, so they'd be standing up and they would be saying something. And he preached about God. And the people of Nineveh believed, and they stopped eating, and they looked sad. Now, who thinks they can look sad? Who thinks they're really good at looking sad? Nobody. Everybody here is far too happy. Okay, Cameron's out volunteering his sister for looking sad. Verity, I can see the I'm not impressed look, but what about the sad one, okay? Anybody here look sad? So, Zoe, you look pretty sad. Yeah, stand up so everybody can see. Okay? It's cross between sad and confused, really, isn't it? So anybody else look sad? Okay, and then what they did is they said, Joe, you look pretty sad. And then people also changed what they wore. So they put on sad clothes. And I don't mean clothes which are not in fashion. I mean the fact that they put on clothes which were sackcloth, which was sort of very sad clothes. So what sort of sad clothes would you put on? If you wanted to look sad, what sort of clothes would you put on? Dark clothes, very dark clothes. Yes, Joe? What would you put on? Pardon? Rags. You put on rags. And they looked and they sat in the dust and they looked really sad. But at that point, God didn't intervene. He still was telling the city that he was going to destroy them. But then the king got up and he spoke. And he also put on some sad clothes. He put on rough clothes and he sat in ashes to show how upset he was. And he said, let's not eat anything. Let's not eat any anything. Let's fast and let us not drink water, and let us put rough clothes on, and everybody must cry out to God, and everybody must turn from their evil ways and stop doing harm. So it says here in verse 8, everyone must turn away from their evil life and stop doing harm. And so everybody in the city did that because the king told them. And then God showed his grace and mercy. Grace is an undeserved gift. And he said, because of that, I will forgive them. Not because of what they look like, because on the outside, they all look the same. They all dressed in rough clothes and they all put ashes on. And they thought, actually, we all look really sad, so perhaps God could forgive us because we're looking sad. And looking sad may be what God wants. But what God wanted was he wanted the people to turn away from their evil life. So he saw, we could see the external, a bit like these boxes. We can see what's on the outside, but we can't see what's on the inside. Only God can see what's on the inside. And so today's story is about the fact that God forgives us not because of what we do externally, so the clothes we wear and the things that we do, but it's because of the fact that we want to turn away from our evil lives and follow God. So God doesn't look at our external. Because let's face it, if you're feeling pretty miserable, if you're feeling sad one day, you can either wander around looking sad and everybody knows you're feeling sad, or you can hide it. And some of us hide it. And what God is saying here is the people of Nineveh looked sad, but that wasn't enough. They had to actually turn away from what they were doing wrong. We this week, each one of us, will go about doing everything we do. Some of us have got work planned. Nobody's back at school yet, too early. So you've got a little bit more holiday left. But we, each of us, will be called to do something where we actually turn away from doing things that we do wrong. And each of us does stuff wrong every day. And God wants us to turn away from what we do wrong, to turn away from our evil lives and follow Jesus. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a time of, just quick time of confession. We've done it before and we'll do it again. And it's about thinking about what is it that I need to do to get right with God. So the first thing I'd like you to do is clench your fist and put it up in front of you and to look at your fist. And I want you to think about all the things that you've done this week where you have hurt somebody from something you've done. I'd then like you to put your hand over your mouth. And then I'd like you to think about all the things that you've said this week that you shouldn't really have said. And put your hand on your head. I want you to think about the things that you've thought about this week that you know you shouldn't have thought about. And then to put your hand on your chest. And think about the times this week where you put yourself first and God second. And God, in that passage in Jonah, forgave the people because they turned away from their sinful life. So now let's put our hands out like you're receiving a gift. And let's pray. Father God, I am sorry for everything that I have done this week. Help me to turn away from living a sinful life and to live a life which pleases you. In Jesus' name, amen. And because God is gracious, he will forgive us because of Jesus. Later on, we're going to celebrate what Jesus has done for us on the cross. But the story, this part, the story of Jonah, tells us that God does forgive us, but only when we change. Let's pray. Father God, this week, just help us to be better followers of Jesus than we were last week. Help us to put aside our sinful lives. And we thank you that you are a gracious God who loves us. Amen.